Breaking news. Facebook, the stock started trading at the bottom of the hour. That's where it was priced yesterday, and that's where it is right now. That stock opened at $42.05 a share, and it has gotten back to the offer price. But you see those underwriters, you see investors defending that stock at $38 a share, but you can watch it right here. What those underwriters do not want to happen is it for it to fall below $38, not on its first day of trading.
Right there, literally, as we speak. David Dietz is with us, Point View Wealth, David Menlo, IPO Financial, and we're also joined now by Matt Welsh of Reason Magazine. But we could be looking, guys, at a little breaking issue, right? David Menlo here, if you're going, 38 is a line in the sand, and if it goes below it, what does it tell you?
Well, if, without any question and no qualifications, it then becomes a failed IPO.
Yeah.
Yes. The only thing I'm thinking about at this particular point is, David and I were talking offset, that this may end up being the line drawn in the sand, a stabilization bid, something that the underwriters used to do way back when, and now they're doing it again because they've abandoned that. And the other thing is, at the $42 opening and what happened afterwards,
right,
the underwriters have the green shoe available to them. They can actually sell additional stock other than what they had.
Okay.
They may actually be short going into this move going down so that they have the ability to buy stock to cover
this is
which
like,
adds buying.
You got a weight there that's a little too heavy and you're just trying to keep it up, and they're literally at 38.01. What do you say, Lauren Simonetti? You're there at the NASDAQ.
Yeah, it's remarkable to watch. I'm telling my producer to tell me when it goes below, if it goes below 38, it's seeming to hold right there. We do not want to see it go under 38 because that essentially would mean that perhaps this IPO is overpriced. It did price at the high end of an upwardly revised range, and all that, of course, happened last night. But yeah, 38.01 now.
Of course, and Matt Welsh is here again. And Matt, it turned into not just a financial issue, not an economic one, but also a political issue because of Eduardo Saverin, one of the co-founders of Facebook, deciding to leave this country. I mean, pay his tax on the way out the door, but take up residence in Singapore a full time. But if this... maybe the upside, and maybe I'm stretching, but if this stock does not skyrocket, does it take some of the steam away from those politicians who will surely try to vilify it or the people behind it?
I wish, but that's not going to be the case. As long as Washington is starving for tax money, you're going to see a lot of effort to vilify billionaires in the name of going after thousandaires, which is the case for any American who has a single bank account with £300 in London. They have to file incredible amounts of disclosure and paperwork, and I know this from experience because I have a foreign wife. These are new and unprecedented laws, and it is leading directly to an unprecedented number of Americans who are renouncing their citizenship. They're not all billionaires. And all, no, not all Brazil-born Singapore residents. They are people who married a Canadian, and they're tired of the IRS giving them a hard time.
So we're going to see a lot more of this, you figure.
For sure. It's not just about wealth as much as Chuck Schumer, who has introduced the Expatriate Act to try to penalize these people, even saying if you renounce your citizenship, you can't come into the country ever again, which is just an appalling.
Right, because you have to pay capital gains tax on the way out of the country on your stock. So it's not as if he paid no tax on whatever.
Right. They have introduced a kind of a leaving fee. You know, the IRS shames these people. They publish a list every year of people who leave.
They got the weight just barely up in the air now, 38.24. You notice that, you guys? I see you watching it, David, as we're doing it, because it was just literally hovering at 38, even 38.01. And I don't know. David Dietz is saying to himself, boy, I might be looking pretty good here. My earlier comments. So speaking,
his earlier comment was it was going to be 48 or 49.
Oh, did he say that too?
Yes.
But he was negative.
I wrote it down.
In general.
Said you could get it below 38 before too long, and that may still be the case. But look, the point is that normally these IPOs should trade up if they're priced properly. But here, as Dagan pointed out, largest company ever to go public, and the amount of shares being offered, I think it's the second biggest right after Visa. As a result, there's a lot of shares out there. There could be some selling weight.
Great job, guys, by the way, helping us out with this.
Thank you.
David Menlo and David Dietz.
And everybody, and Matt Welch,
Charles
and
Payne.
Rob Enderle, and Lauren Simonetti, and Shivani Joshi. But there you have it. It was priced yesterday at 38. Take that gain.
Yeah.
20 cents a share. It opened at 42.05. So if you bought somewhere in that neighborhood, you're sitting on a big fat loss right now.
Markets now.